We think that the new laws, which are focused on an individualist workplace where people are vulnerable to being sacked, they're on individual contracts, means we won't have people putting up their hands to be health and safety reps, and we won't have people putting their necks on out there and saying, look, this work's not safe, or I'm not going to do this bit of work, because they feel they're going to be feeling more vulnerable. And also it significantly reduces the right of entry and access to the workplace by union officials. So that's what we're really concerned about. It's about the changing nature of the workplace is going to impact on worker safety.
Do you think that this is an issue that could be related to the Beaconsfield mine in Tasmania and the safety concerns that have arisen because of that?
Look, I don't know the detail of the mine in Tasmania, but what we do know is that the mining industry is probably the most dangerous industry in the country, but we don't have as many deaths and accidents in the mining industry here in Australia as many other countries who don't have good safety laws. We'll be waiting to watch the outcome of that investigation, but the Australian Workers Union in Tasmania have already raised concerns about the safety standards of that mine, and unless we're really vigilant about the safety standards and can police them through good union representation and through proper state and federal law, then industries like the mining industry will become almost lethal.
So how can this problem be addressed then?
Well, we think that the way you deal with health and safety is that you get strong laws that mean that you've got to set down clear guidelines about how work is organised and what chemicals and equipment is used, having it properly checked. So it's illegal not to put in proper safeguards. But then you also need a system of penalties and inspections so that if people do breach those laws, then they can be prosecuted.
Today is the International Commemoration Day for Dead and Injured Workers. How are you going to mark that?
Look, in our state, because it's been such a horrific week, what we did is we marked the day by having a ceremony where we remembered and commemorated those workers that had died at work over the last 12 months and those that die each year across the world. The day is about remembering and making a commitment.